Could you maybe establish a parallel for us mm-hmm. between how work continues to be done on Haitian Creole as it is also done on other languages?
Oh, absolutely.
Languages,
I mean,
right?
I think, you know, what I'm hearing thus far, and I have to concur with this, it makes a lot of sense to me, is that while you have an academic exercise, you know, and canonizing the sort of structure and syntax and use through observation, the real beauty of the language ultimately is that you have regional colloquialisms and regional sort of sub-dialects of the language, and it really is a language for exchange. You know, like my family's from the South, oftentimes I'll speak with someone like Angie, whose family's from the North, and they use certain terminology that I've never heard, or perhaps
regional differences, right?
So it's very much a living situation. I think also that when we speak about the language, a lot of times we're speaking about Haitians, 100% of Haitians speak an oral version of Creole in some form. A lot of what's happening today in work is to codify the sort of written language, right? And that further expands the reach of that language.